Hey, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and I wanted to share with you a couple of things. We had confirmation just two nights ago, and we had 78 candidates who were confirmed, teenagers, 16 years old. And it was, I've been doing this for about 5 years here at this parish at St. Peter's, but I did it also in other parishes before that. And I'm telling you, this past Monday night was the most reverent confirmation liturgy I've ever been to. And I think that, the Archbishop kind of set the tone at the very beginning before the liturgy when he went into a separate building where we had the candidates and their sponsors gathered. And he met with them for about 5 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes, I guess, and spoke with them and joked with them and told them exactly what he expected of them in a good humored way. I mean, not like demanding certain behavior, but in a good-humored way. And when we lined them up, we got them into the church, and the Mass started. Of course, the Archbishop, along with our priests who were there, led a very reverent liturgy. But in addition to that, the candidates themselves sort of set the tone. They took the lead, and I was just absolutely amazed. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of reverence that I saw lived out right there before my very eyes. And I've brought these kids to church many times, or I should say several times, this past year. And I know that typically, naturally, they don't behave that way. You know, they don't naturally have that sense of reverence necessarily when they walk into the church. But Monday night, they did. And it just blew me away. In addition to that, we have a reception, a very nice reception, every year after the liturgy. And this, once again, something very, very unique but and awesome happened. There was such a crowd at the reception. I have never seen this many people, or we have not had this many people go to the confirmation reception since I've been here last 5 years. I don't know why they showed up. I don't know why they stayed. We ran out of food probably within the first 10 to 15 minutes, and we bought the same amount of food we buy every year. But a lot of times, people just don't come. But Monday night, it was like everybody showed up, and I was just blown away. It was storming all day Monday. It rained Monday night also, so we all did get a little wet at the time of confirmation, though, when we had to move into the church. It was only sprinkling, so it wasn't that bad. But maybe as the rain fell from the sky, so did the grace of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, it was fantastic. It was a beautiful experience. It was very reverent, as I've mentioned, very prayerful. And I'm just so impressed with these young people. Now, I have to say also that I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. I worked over 40 hours last week just for the parish, for the confirmation program, trying to get everything ready for Monday night. And that's in addition to teaching at St. Paul's and having to do all my grading because it was exam week. And thank God for my family, my two daughters and my wife actually helped with some of that grading. So thank the Lord for them. But I'm just wiped out. It's 2 days later now, and I am just so tired. Of course, I was up late last night because grades were due, and I was at school at 12:30 last night, entering all my grades, so I guess there's a reason why I'm tired. In addition to all this, I do want to mention one other thing. Flash Forward. If you have not seen the show Flash Forward, Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern, I would encourage you to. It brings up so many great questions about the human condition, kind of philosophical questions that are very, they're tough questions, but it makes you think. And it's a great mystery as well, trying to figure out this whole event. Just so much. I really love this show. And there's three episodes that have been released so far. There's a new one tonight. And if you haven't done so, after you watch the first two, go over to the secret or secretsofflashforward.com. Nick and Pat Padley and Steve Nelson have a new podcast. The Secrets of Flash Forward is awesome. Go check that out, and until we talk again, bon appetit.